Welcome to WP Barista's Inspiring Bloggers podcast. So today's episode is a continuation of our first episode where we talked to Sarah at 12 on Main. We go over a little bit more of her stats. We go over her SEO report. We talk about guided recipes and the difference between a regular recipe and a guided recipe. We talk a little bit about conversion callouts and how to use the blog editor for SEO. So I hope you get a lot out of it. Please leave a comment or a rating so that other people can be inspired by Sarah's journey. The other thing I looked at was I did a report, and your on-page SEO is fantastic. So your core web vitals could be a little bit better, like it's low on some places. And usability means like the tapping spots isn't big enough, your fonts aren't big enough, usability or the contrast, like you use a light gray on a white. They don't like
it. Yeah, I noticed with the theme change that we did, that the links are mostly like an orange color, and I've gotten an error saying that that might not be visible. So I've been meaning to go in and change it to a different color.
These are all great. See, your H tag, you're using them properly.
And I need to go in and old blog posts and get my H2s and some meta descriptions and stuff. Where does that lie in priority?
When it comes to this nitpicky stuff, I would say not much. If you haven't had a choice to spend time on Pinterest, which seems to be a huge traffic driver, or fixing meta tags, I would 100% go for Pinterest.
I'm like, well, I'll get to that when I can get to that.
Exactly. I wouldn't worry about it at all. So you have a ton of keywords. Like, this is an amazing amount of keywords that are waiting to be bumped up or bumped down if you get competition, which now that AI is coming out, you're going to get a lot more competition. So what you do has to be really done well. These are the people linking to you. Again, Pinterest. Blog loving, some usability stuff. I would do something on this because usability, some people are putting way too much emphasis in core web vitals, but you could put a little bit more in your case, just because you should pass.
What are things that I would need to do for that?
I'd have to do a deeper dive in here. I don't say it's the most important, but 6 seconds is too long. This looks like you're not using the WP Rocket that we installed. If we were, this wouldn't be a problem. It should take care of this automatically. I'll just write it down. Legible font sizes. That's just turning that up a little bit, which you already know how to do.
Should I do that? What is a good font size that I should move it up to?
Google says it has to be 18 pixels there, which seems quite big, actually.
It does.
Social is good. You don't have a Facebook pixel, but you don't really need it unless you're going to be doing Facebook ads. So the next thing that I would do for sure is go through and have a content list in a spreadsheet. Do you have a spreadsheet of all of your posts?
No, I don't.
And then go through and delete the ones that have those link things.
The link parties?
Yeah. Anything that's really bad content.
Do I just hard delete those, or do I have to redirect?
So here's a thing to think about. If Google has, say your size is in this category, so they give you X seconds of crawling time. What do you want those crawlers to see if they have a limited number of time? So go through and get rid of everything that you don't want them to see. Do it a few at a time. Don't do it all in one day. And if you can, if they're like all soup links, well, then forward it to your soup category.
Okay.
If you can forward it, do that. But if you can't, then just delete them, because I doubt very many people are linking to it. Do you have links from Pinterest going to these things?
I don't think so. Not really.
Because if Pinterest links to them, it will take your Pinterest account as well. Because that is seen as a very low quality page. Okay. And Pinterest is now curating.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I would do is go through your pins. Okay. So this is a group one. That's fine. But I would say that's ridiculous. You are going to get penalized for 3,800 pins. There's no way you have 3,800 posts on your site.
Yeah, probably not.
So now it's totally different than how we used to do it. And then when we did a post, we would put up a pin and pin it to all the relevant boards. But now it's looking at your whole profile, not at the board. So now if you do that, that one day you'll have 6 pins all the same on different boards. But to Pinterest, it looks like you have 6 pins
all at once, very spammy, because it's not looking per board, right? It's looking at what you upload. So we actually don't upload only unique pins. We do 10 per post and spread them out every 3 days, even if they're to different boards. So we don't pin back to the same link ever with the same pin. And we don't ever pin more than twice a week to the same link. And then, of course, every pin is different. We can use the same picture and make 10 different pins because we have templates on Canva. And then we just enlarge one section of the artwork or move it around a little bit. But it totally changes how these are done. And unless these are driving traffic, I would get rid of them.
Yeah. Same Pinterest manager that I had before, she would go through and they would say, yeah, well, let's archive these ones. And so I have quite a few that are archived, but then we had kept the ones on that were still doing something, but I just don't know what's still doing something.
And the other thing is when you look at your pin profile, I actually started mine over because it was so bad, because I had pins that you guys would like, not pins relevant to my topic. Yeah. So you put Christmas stuff. Pinterest is not about Christmas. But that was the theory then. So I started over because it would take too much time to delete everything. So when you go through here, look at your profile as this is 12 on main. So if you're not about any of these things, you got to remove them.
Yeah, I have. I've gone through it quite a bit and I am about all those things. And I've tried to add like different boards that to make it so there's more places to pin. So I have a breakfast board, but I also have a pancake recipes board because I have a lot of pancake recipes.
What's your ratio of pins to your site versus other sites?
No, I don't pin very much to other sites right now because I have read that they didn't carry more. And then also I've noticed on my stats that like my highest pins are other people's pins.
Yeah. Isn't that ironic? So now we don't pin anybody else, but we want them to pin our.
I know. And I'm like, I still do pin other people's stuff. It's just more manual. I'll just jump in and pin a couple things.
If you think, oh, my readers would love this or this totally belongs on this board. But yeah, I'm with you. So Dennis, like, why are there 5,000 pins? There's got to be duplicates on this. The duplicates have to be erased.
So do I have to go through and try to find the duplicates?
I know. I don't know how to do it. We searched high and low for so I'll search again because it's been a couple of years since I did that, like 2021, to try and find it to help us find duplicates and delete them. Because of course there was duplicates. If a pin did well, we would repin it over and over and over again.
My question is, how do I know if they're the exact same pin or does it matter if they're a duplicate?
No, you don't. If it looks the same, it's the same to Pinterest. So when it comes to the source, we can pin the same source because you could have an article with 5 different rooms and have lots of inspiration that you would want to keep on Pinterest that would not be spammy. However, in order to make sure Pinterest knows we're not spamming, we only do the same source twice a week. But we never, ever pin the same pin. Come and see mosaic tiles and focus on that. And then the next one would be come and see pattern tile. They have to be visually different and then pinned up if it's the same source. That's how we're doing it.
Good. Okay. And you're seeing good results from that?
Not jumps. No, I don't think anybody's seeing like a real forward, but we're not seeing declines. Yeah. I don't know. Is that as good as it gets? I don't know.
Well, that's disheartening.
But we're the only ones that we have right now. We're only doing 5 pins a day. So you can only hope to maintain, like you're not. And when you go from 30 pins a day to 5, you're going to see a drop in traffic. Because it's just not out there. Except if you're being penalized for being spammy, then...
I just emailed them about a week ago and asked them about that. I want to make sure my account was not being shadow banned or anything. And they're like, no, everything looks good. They just want new, unique content. And I'm like, all right, that's what I'm doing. But I went through and deleted all my scheduler back in January, everything I had scheduled. And I started this new kind of way of doing it. And so I went from pinning probably 30 pins to probably 10 to 15 maybe now.
You're getting 10 new pins a day. That's amazing.
Yeah, they're as far as this course I took, they are considered new pins. But I think the source is, it might be almost every day that I'm getting.
Yeah. Because you're going to have to give it at least 4 to 5 months to, I want to say 6 to this, see a difference.
This lady, that she's a Pinterest manager that I'm taking this course from, or I took it from, that's what she does. She pins it at day, and she said that they, like they're, she's got all the stats that say it's doing her, their accounts are doing well. So I'm like, okay, I'll try that. Cause I've never done that where I would post it. It's a different pin, but it's been, it's posting to a different board every
day. My Pinterest manager says not to do that. Every other day they say is technically allowed, I think, but we do twice a week to be safe.
I've never done before. So I'm like, okay, I'll try it. What have I got to lose at this point? It's funny because I have some blogging friends that are still doing the exact same thing that they've always been doing and having no issue.
They haven't been found out yet. It has to be. Are they still at the 200,000 and higher followers on Pinterest? I know we have one account that we're managing that has over 1 million, and the group boards are working for him, oddly, because they don't work for anybody else. So we're not touching them because, they're working, but it's very odd.
Yeah.
Like it's disobeying their own rules.
Yeah. And that's what I think when I see some of my friends, I'm like, that's still working for you, but not working for me.
No. Just do what they want.
And what they want is so vague, because when they say fresh pins, okay, but nowhere did I realize that it, like, they don't want you repinning.
To me, it makes sense. To me, it makes sense because what they want is unrealistic, but I can see why they want it. They want people to stay on the site and get fresh inspiration every time they log in. So then they only want that one pin to be there once. I'm wondering if once they weed out all the scammers, because of course people are figuring out a way around it, but AI with imaging is smart. So they're going to figure out that you actually have the same pin. You've just switched a word or something, right?
Yeah.
And when they figure that out, I'm hoping that it becomes more like a gallery and they're happy with not constant pinning, but the quality of the boards. Because that will actually keep people there and keep them creating their own inspiration boards. And they want people on that, which is why they're focusing on video. So repurposing any of the shorts that you do into idea pins is great. Even putting a bunch of galleries into a little video in Canva.
Another thing, idea pins have not done well for me. They tanked my impressions. So I put them all in a different folder and we hid them. I've not done well with idea pins. My impressions are up. My pin links are way down.
It's a numbers game. I think, though, they want to keep people in it. The more quality that you have and the more inspirational photos that you do, like you play their game long term, it's not going to get you back to where you were, because we could all basically scam the system and it worked great. But it might be able to get you someplace in long term. That's my hope for all of our clients.
Yeah. I noticed on my recipes, it's on my Google Search Console, that I get like some errors mostly on my recipes. Let's see if I can remember. I get the emails from them and like page indexing issues, which I don't know what that is. And then there was, I'm trying to find the email, guided recipes, structured data issues detected.
Okay. So here's 10 that are invalid for guided recipes. Okay, guided recipes are voice activated as opposed to regular recipes. So they give you these warnings, but it's really unfair. There are things like doesn't have a video. Not every recipe that you have has a video. Now, if it doesn't have an image, they won't show it. So having an image is actually a thing. See, 117 don't have a video. Who cares? The ones that, these are the yellow ones. This one you actually do care about. I would go into here. Find these 10. If for some reason, it doesn't like the...
So it's the image in the recipe? Okay. I'll have to... Okay.
Just these ones. I don't know why it doesn't seem to like... Down at the bottom is your recipe card.
Oh, so it doesn't have an image. Okay. When I have like the questions or the links, I'm putting them in like my conversion callouts so that they keep it. So there's not a chance for an ad to go in between.
Don't put them in conversion callouts unless they're a conversion callout. Use the block the way they're intended. Don't use a block because it looks pretty. it has to be a conversion block in order to work properly in the future.
Or instead of doing questions about sourdough, call out with and ask questions, and I'll put all those on that so that they're not separated. And because I get frustrated when you have questions and then there's ads in between all the questions.
Where's one that has your FAQ?
Okay, so my first couple of, like my most recent blog posts, let's see.
Home is not good for SEO. So go down here, into the SEO thingamabob at the bottom of the page and change it, right here. Just remove that title here and change the name. Okay, for now, you can go in and do something better. I just put 12 on main instead.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The end of this episode got cut off, but essentially we ended up discussing conversion callouts and how to use them properly for SEO in the future. And this goes with any block, not just conversion callouts. You want to make sure that if you're adding, say, a paragraph and you like the style of the page title and you'd want to put this title in the middle of your post, so you pick H1 so that it looks like that big, bold title, that's actually incorrect for SEO. Now Google thinks that's your page title. There should only be one H1 in the page. So this is, you don't have to know all the stuff about H1s and what should be there and what shouldn't. What you have to know is that you use text the way it's intended. So just because you like the way something looks does not mean that you should put it there. If you like the way an FAQ looks, so you put it in there as an accordion, but it doesn't actually have frequently asked questions, that's a problem for SEO. Put the text you want in there and get some help to make it look the way you want it to look, but only use the blocks for what they're intended to be used for. Now, in this case, with her conversion callouts, the FAQ was just a div. It was just a division in HTML terms. It wasn't the schema that goes for FAQs. But there was a little toggle in the block that said, is this a frequently asked question? You click it to yes, and then it automatically changed the HTML to be SEO friendly. So that was perfect in that case. And those are the conversion callouts by Restored360. I think that was just about the end of this conversation. Next time, we have a great talk about getting it all done, how she's prioritizing all the things that she has on her plate right now, and what's working and what is not. We also talk about building a team and our kids graduating. It's an interesting couple of episodes coming up for you. Don't forget, please, to leave a quick comment or a rating. It helps other people find podcasts so we can inspire more bloggers.